News Radio 700 WLW.
16 NFL teams are making road trips this week in week one. Well, just do the math. There's 32 teams, 16 are on the road. But if former NFL player Ricky Williams had his way on those flights back home, every single player would be offered a doobie, a blunt. Just light them up and let them fly. Ricky Williams, who, by the way, legally changed his name to Eric Myron. I didn't know that, but apparently he's now going by Eric Myron, has advocated for the league to go in this direction for a while now. He made a startling statement to TMZ Sports. He said he'd be on a plane riding home when he played for, I guess, the Saints. And the trainer would walk down the aisle offering players Ambien or Vicodin. And Ricky said, well, why wasn't he walking down the aisle saying, hey, do you need any of this? Do you need any of that? How about something like this, which would be a joint? Why is the NFL slow to the take on this? Because the NBA in its new collective bargaining agreement with its players removed marijuana testing completely. Standing by is somebody who knows weed very well. He is the outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry, has his own TV show, Weed and Whiskey TV. We've had the J-Man on before, Jerry Joyner. It's great to have him on now again. Jerry, how are you on this glorious Saturday?
If I was doing any better, Ken, I'd need a twin brother. It's a little cooler down here in Texas. We got a little rain, so we're less than 107 degrees today.
I thought you were going to say I'm high and mighty.
Well, you know, I am high and I'm mighty, but I've never gotten so high I wanted to change my name.
You and me both, brother. Now let's talk about this. So I don't know if you've ever played professional football. I have not. But I
watched it.
I mean, you've watched it. Yeah, you're like me. But so what the athlete formerly known, the artist formerly known as Ricky Williams said, that on the plane ride home, they ought to be just offering weed to players. First of all, I would think that even if you didn't want weed, you would get a contact high inside the plane. That could be a problem. But what would weed do to a player that just, you know, went toe-to-toe for 60 minutes of football, banging heads, hitting shoulders, and pulling various muscles, groin, buttocks, and other things? What would it do?
Well, you know, it would give them some relief, Ken, no different than the pharmacological, boy, that's a hard word for J-Man to say, and I hadn't smoked that much yet today, routines that they normally offer to the players. But Ricky's maybe using a little bit too much of his own product called Heisman. Because of the 32 teams you mentioned, of the 16 that are on the road, if the Patriots are on the road, they're really the only ones that could smoke weed on their plane because they're the only team that owns their own plane. Everybody else charters. And right there, boom.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a possibility.
Well, let's say not everybody wanted to smoke weed on the way back from a road game, and they're just sitting there minding their own business, you know, playing a video game or reading a book. Wouldn't you get like a contact high from these guys that want to smoke weed on the way back?
You certainly would, Ken, regardless of the sophistication of a filtration system to circulate there and pull it out. You're going to be hotboxing pretty quick, especially these guys have got big lungs. Think how much big hits of the weed they would be smoking and putting out the plane. But now, what if they offered them a gummy or a tincture, something that wouldn't be you know, we just lost Jimmy Buffett, and I don't know if you've heard he and Paul McCartney did a song, my gummy just kicked in.
I heard that.
And so, you know, maybe that's the solution. I saw that Netflix special, Painkillers. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that yet?
Not yet. It's on my list.
It certainly is somebody that for a half a century has been using cannabis. It's never made me want to do any of the things that we saw so many of these true stories in this Painkiller. So if it's an alternative to getting our players off of opioids and giving them a plant-based medicine that's not going to affect other people, you know, I'd be all for it. Maybe they got a bubble boy thing they put around. They got enough money. You know, they could have their own little thing in the plane that they put around them, and it'd just be their smoke in there. Because they like to smoke it, Ken, because you get the effect the quickest.
Yeah, well, you certainly don't want the pilot getting stoned while he's flying the plane back. So they'd have to do some sort of modification in the plane. But, you know, the league, the NFL, revised its testing policies, and the players are now only tested at the start of training camp for weed, and the punishments are less severe than what they were when Ricky Williams played. So, I mean, I guess, you know, if you're a player and you're only tested at the start of training camp, it's, you know, the road's wide open if you wanted to take a little tincture, if you want to take a little gummy or whatever it might be, right? I mean, would you? Yeah, here's the other thing too, J-Man. Let's say you're playing a road game in, we'll say, in Arizona, and you're flying back over states that don't have weed that's legalized, either for medical reasons or recreational reasons. Would you be then violating the law as you're flying over places like, for example, Oklahoma and Nebraska?
I think the FSA, FAA, the federal, those guys, the regulatory body, I think would be all over that, Ken. I don't think that they don't, you know, if you own your own jet, you still got to go through a bunch of hoops to be able to smoke nicotine, which is legal, okay? Yeah. And now you're, you know, I just don't see that happening a whole lot with the difficulties of them being able to smoke. Now, consuming it is edibles, it's a whole different story.
Right. Now, okay, but let's go back to this thing where a player plays a game, he gets beaten up, he's aching, you know, you're flying home, maybe you're cramping up in the plane, and a doctor maybe, according to Ricky Williams, is offering you Vicodin, which is a pretty strong narcotic. What would we do that Vicodin, for example, would not do?
That's a great question. I don't know if I could answer that. It would have some of the pain relieving benefits. But here's what's interesting. I looked at Ricky's Eric Myron's website, the Heisman, and he has three strains, Ken. He has one called pregame, which is a sativa, halftime, a hybrid, and postgame, which is a indica. And so he kind of is advocating, hey, before the game and during the game, get high. And then get high after the game. So he just advocating getting high all the time.
Yeah. No, I see where he's going with that. I understand that. I'm just knowing the way you, but the way you, again, now wait a minute, I see his logic, but stand by. I mean, if he's out there with anything like that in his body, I mean, he's going, you know, he may be going, you know, 50% and feel like he's going 180%, right? I don't know what these strains are, but if you're taking them during a game, wouldn't it then leave you susceptible maybe to injury because you don't know how fast you're playing? You know, you can be thinking you're running like a 9-1-40 and you're really running like a 41-second 40. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it certainly would merit some study before they really started saying, hey, guys, let's start really doing this before the game. I was surprised. I thought it was, after the game. And when I looked at his website, and he's giving athletic reasons why, for focus and energy. I smoke a lot of weed, and it really doesn't give me energy like to go run down the football field. It gives me it's mental energy and excitement. But you know, Ricky, he said he started smoking weed in college because his girlfriend cheated on him. So what's Ricky's real story about the weed, what I'm wondering.
Wow. Well, I guess there's all reasons why you'd want to do it. J-Man, your TV show, we can find that at weedandwhiskey.tv. Is that right?
Weedandwhiskey.tv. Every Friday at 4:20, we drop a new episode. It's also on Spotify. And if you're a YouTube fan, you can look there also. And Roku. We're everywhere now.
You're everywhere. What do you discuss on these shows, Jerry?
Stuff like you and I just talked about. We'll have a special guest on, and we'll talk about all kind of things. We recently had the Caprock Family Farm on. They are the largest indoor grower of hemp, marijuana, in Texas. A fine-looking family, a husband and wife, and two kids. Yeah. And he also grows 5,000 acres of cotton.
Wow. Well, there you go. I mean, you got to diversify in this day and age. Well, Jerry, I hope your tincture is always intact when we call you. And thanks for giving us some sort of perspective on what Ricky Williams, or now the guy known as Eric Miron, what he was talking about. J-Man, I'll be in touch. Thanks for your time.
Anytime, Ken. Y'all have a great day.